The Silent Gift by Michael Landon Jr. and Cindy Kelly. Chapter 1. Rural Minnesota, Summer 1930. She appeared to be flying. Silvery wings swept upward and proud chin thrust into the stormy Minnesota night. The tiny lady's arms stretched out as she emerged through the rain and fog, then disappeared again. Her shiny steel made her more visible than the black 1929 Packard on whose hood she rode. Sheets of pelting rain made visibility nearly zero as Jerry Sinclair peered through the windshield, trying to keep the Packard on the road. Furthering his panic was the sound of his young wife's cries from the back seat. Jerry kept a heavy foot on the accelerator to get to the doctor before his child made its entrance. He blamed the false alarm 2 days prior for ignoring his wife's urgent request earlier in the day to take her to the hospital. The beat of the windshield wipers was a metronome for Mary's voice calling, "Hurry, Jerry! Hurry, Jerry!" He careened around a bend, and the car skidded onto the muddy shoulder before he got control. Mary once more cried out from the back seat, and Jerry turned to look as lightning rippled across the sky. He could see her face contorted in pain. "Hang on!" he yelled. "Only a few more miles!" "I can't! It's coming! The baby!" He swung his attention back to driving just in time to glimpse a small fawn standing in the road. "You're lost, stupid animal!"